Hello and welcome everyone to Trek Talk with Tech and Kirk. I'm Techman16.
No, Strange Kirk.
Oh, what a pitiful intro, Strange Kirk.
And I expected Strange so much Kirk. More.
There we go. Put some energy into that. All right, today we've got Handy and Inko from Nona and Grazi from Most, two of the most powerful alliances by power level. In server 34, how you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing good.
Good, thank you.
All right, once again, thanks for joining me today. I really want to make this sort of an open forum discussion between some of the top alliances on our server. Anything else that people might want to know, as well as some current events. However, right now I kind of want to touch upon the TC battles between Nona and Most, as well as the groups that helped in those territory captures. And then I want to switch over to the most current war that Most and Dark are going through right now. So in this moment in time, I want to open up the floor and I want to ask about how did these alliances of groups come about, and how did these territory capture battles really start? And Grazi, why don't you start us off?
So basically, long story short, is we basically kind of like got together with a group of teams, and then it was a back and forth between the Dominion and the Federation. So ultimately what had happened was is I had gotten with Handy and a couple other guys like in Dark and with MCRN and said, hey, look, you know, this is not sustainable. We keep on doing this. Our players are getting beat the hell out of, and let's look for some type of balance. And we had worked out a few things. We just couldn't come to an agreement on like who was going where. And at the stage of the game that we were in, we were in what I thought was some pretty good negotiating, like, you know, as far as like where we were. Had a top end there, and then we lost it when it went on and nothing happened. So basically we still got on the table and talked together about like how to make it equitable for all of us. And basically we're trying to rotate smaller groups and teams in and so forth. And everybody that we tried to get on board basically went into, it was like a big conspiracy and all that kind of stuff, which it wasn't. We were just trying to make it a more balanced, even playing field where Scopely wasn't winning out in the battle and us paying like nonstop for these large wars, which they were fun. It's just that it was not sustainable long term.
So you mentioned the word Federation. Can you explain who the people or who the teams are in the Federation and why you call it the Federation?
That was, I did not set that up. Basically, it was a group of teams, like it was MCRN, Bold, goodness, I don't, we had a large group in there. And I mean, MBD, several of the guys like that, all of us got together, were talking through all that stuff. All of that came about with my leadership team and those other leadership teams getting together and saying, hey, how can we do this? Because like the force that you guys had, like between Nona, Dark, and all the other teams that were playing on the Dominion side, basically we're getting in there and it was like, God, how are we going to deal with this? So, and then at the front side of it, there was intel floating around. And like I said, I saw this after the fact of all of the stuff getting going. But they had a map like carved out, like who was going to take what and so forth. And not everyone was involved in that. And so that's where the Federation part came from on, okay, how do we deal with what's being done here?
I can weigh in a little bit on that aspect. It was more as a joke, but it ended up sticking, so screw it. As a joke, I started referring to Dark and Nona and our other allies. I think PHXR was in on that, and then a few others, Rogue and so forth, as the Dominion, kind of as a joke, like, ha, 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 you know, we're the baddies or whatever. And then so kind of, I think that just kind of evolved as a joke. And it's one of those things, like anything, a nickname eventually, even as a joke, eventually it sticks and it just becomes a serious nickname and people completely forget that it was a joke. So
is that where it came from? Because I've been
that's ex
wondering
that
this
is
the whole freaking time.
That is
I had no idea.
What happened was when the first big clash happened and we won, because at this point we had already kind of gotten together, and I don't think that most in MRFM or MCRN had really kind of formulated that same type of group yet, because they didn't really know what we were doing. So as a joke, I was like, haha, the Dominion prevails, victory is life. And I started, just making jokes. And I think just somebody else from the other side made, once they got that figured out and everybody got together, they may have said the Federation as a joke, and then eventually I think it just kind of stuck.
Yeah, and to be fair, I don't know where the Federation came from, and it may well have come from what you're saying there.
But anyway, so that being said, Handy, would you like to weigh in on this?
Yeah. I mean, essentially, the beginning of TC, it really just started out with Dark and Nona teaming up just to, help our two alliances kind of navigate. We really did not expect the rest of the server to gang up on us, but that's kind of how it happened. And I get it, but overall, when you add up all the Federation teams, I mean, it's like what, 2-to-1 kind of ratio as far as power. So it was quite an uphill battle for us that we were fighting against to try and carve out what we needed. In the end, it worked out. But I think it was a lot of fun. I think most people had a lot of fun with territory capture. I mean, wouldn't you
No.
guys agree?
Yeah,
So
it
how?
definitely was.
I was just curious about how the battles were, because you guys pretty much went at it almost every single territory capture. So there
Oh, it was
was.
great. It was grueling. I mean, because you've got, all the people that were involved on our side. When I say our side, all the different groups that were involved, we had all like constant fights like throughout the day. I mean, everybody would show up
It was a
and
lot.
it's just grueling. I mean, as far as like, the time like that it took to do all the stuff, you had to be on for a certain amount of time. And I mean, it just wore you out. And I mean, and not just everyone was feeling it. And I think on both sides. I don't think it
It
was just
was.
ours.
Well, that's where the
Absolutely.
mega alliances were probably a very bad idea. The coalitions is just a bad idea. I think territory capture would be a lot more fun if it was just one alliance versus one alliance, and just
Yeah,
keep it at that,
the thing with that though, on like your all side though, there's not much we can do against, like Inch and Obi ships, I mean, as far as that end
Well, I
goes. So
understand that, but that's the natural
Right,
progression. I mean,
you're
if
right.
it's one alliance versus one alliance, then if there's a huge power deficit, then it's obvious who's going to win. And in my opinion, that's the alliance that deserves the territory. They're much
Well,
stronger. They deserve the territory because they can take it.
I want to hear Inko weigh in on this, because Inko, if I'm not mistaken, and very similar to Grazia, I mean, you're a very busy guy, right? So you have a lot of people, such as Handy and stuff like that kind of help more with the actual day-to-day running of stuff like that, because you're pretty busy. You got a lot going on. So I'd like to hear you weigh in on kind of all this stuff.
Well, I think TC came out just in the standard Scopely fashion that it was a total fustercluck. There was no information given. Pieces were being rolled out bit by bit. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, this is where you can mine stuff. And oh, this gets refined. And oh, this is how you get these particles. Oh, there's a place that magically has jelly parts, which nobody had any freaking clue, right? In the beginning, we were like, okay, so we're going to go somewhere. Oh, that looks like a good buff. So maybe we'll start there. I mean, there was so little information given in the beginning, and the map design itself is so terribly annoying because it's limited to, at most three alliances getting the particles in the end, just because it's so segregated. The design of it, I get the design trying to promote a PvP game, right? Scopely always tells you this is a PvP game. PvP sucks in this game. And TC only brought that to the nth degree because who goes out there and who the person that wins is the one with the most Rialtas. Like, what the ever-living fuck kind of game is that?
Yeah, and cause the most lag. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. So to what Handy was talking about earlier, you know, honestly, the alliance with the most power is not always going to be the winner. I mean, when we're exploiting what the issues with Scopely are, like, for example, you look at some of these other alliances that are duking it out, and you're seeing less powerful alliances winning over more powerful alliances because of participation, number one.
Yeah, activity,
and number two, the sheer number of ships. If I'm an admiral of an alliance and I have 68 people on, and I'm just a smaller alliance, but all my people are dedicating their 3 and 4 ships, and you only have 3/4 of your people on, I'm probably going to win, even if you get all the nodes, because I have so many ships in the system. One person, if you have 3 ships, you can cancel out somebody sitting on a capture node.
You haven't overloaded the system so that lag is so terrible that you maybe are able to engage somebody once every 5 minutes.
That's another thing, right? But here's the thing. We've even seen with some of the smaller TCs, with some of the smaller alliances, I've gone in there and poked my nose around or gone to help out a smaller alliance. And you see even just maybe 3 alliances kind of get going back and forth or 4, mm-hmm. it's still lagging down.
Right.
So I would say even if you had 2 big teams like Most and Nona going at it and literally everyone was participating, there's going to be lag, period. I guarantee it. So I think the mechanics are broken, and that's the biggest issue.
Yeah, that was definitely our biggest issue. And again, the early stages of TC, there was so much up in the air as far as, you know, what matters and how do you actually get these particles and, you know, what is the purpose of this, you know, buff, which supposedly they were going to start switching. So it was like, oh, so the buff doesn't matter. Well, obviously the buff hasn't started switching. You know, there's so much up in the air, and that in conjunction with absolute horrific mechanics, you know, it definitely was very trying. You know, we didn't have a solid plan going forward. I don't think anybody did. But once it kind of finally solidified over the past, you know, 6 weeks, 2 months, something like that, and it, you know, more or less stabilized, then we knew that the territories that we had to make a change. So, you know, with our group having less overall players, but overall some more powerful ships, our only ability to try to say we're going to affect some change, because like Grazi was saying, you know, we had a lot of people talking and we were trying to sort things out and try to figure out, okay, how can we get some of the smaller alliances to at least have an area, you know, so everybody can at least participate. You know, it just, we had a bunch of stumbling in those negotiations.
And the other thing with a lot of that stuff, and I don't think a lot of people understood, is the whole conspiracy crap that was out there because of those conversations was taken to crazy levels in my mind. I mean, I'm like sitting there listening to this stuff and, you know, having talked to, you know, to Inch and Handy and some of the other admirals about stuff. I'm like, where are these guys getting this stuff? I mean, they're just like, they're making up all of these things that these people are saying.
Grazi, are you kind of talking about some of the people that have just this really weird tinfoil hat brigade conspiracy theory about Nona?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and that's it. And like I said, that rhetoric, I tried very hard to stop. It just wouldn't go away. And a lot of that's off a history of things that have happened on the server. And I can't do nothing about that. But like I was telling everyone, I mean, as far as anything that we've ever negotiated, any of us, it's all been adhered to. And I mean, there's been honor to it, but at the same time, oh, nope, they don't honor that stuff. And I'm like,
well,
experience.
I mean, I think almost, I mean, probably even a year ago, you and I had a very similar conversation because I had seen a bunch of this stuff where, you know, Inko kind of was.
Right, when you first started the podcast stuff.
When I first started the podcast stuff, you know, and I was like, you know, I'm seeing all this stuff. And I even said, I don't know, I've never spoken to Inko. I said, but God, he seems like a dick. And you were like, he's really not. You're just seeing the one side. And so what did I do? I started actually talking to people. And I'm like, no, man, you're wrong. So I even told Ink. I said, look, man, you might not even know about it, but, you know, I feel bad for thinking that you're a cocksucker, for lack of better terminology. And
I've been called plenty worse.
I talked to him, and I was like, yeah, it's just a regular guy. And it just so happens that just like anything, you know, nobody's going to show you the good stuff. They're going to show you what furthers right. their agenda, right? You know, yep. You get the jealous free-to-play player that's upset that, you know, Inko can afford this stuff, and all of a sudden he's a dick because he really wants to have an Enterprise A, or he really wants to have a Tribune. But this misplaced anger because I don't have the finances to be able to do that, or whatever the case may be.
I think another thing, too, is we're all humans, right? Nobody's perfect. And you get somebody taking a screenshot of a conversation, and one of our players may be having a horrible day and may have, you know, a stupid reaction to some interaction in the game. And now that gets screenshotted and shared around to everybody, and it's way out of context. And not to mention, just because somebody acted very poorly in one situation, I mean, most of our players, 99.9% of the time, they're great. They're nice to everybody. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't take one situation and apply it to an entire alliance. It's ridiculous.
That's correct. I mean, I think we've talked about it before, and then, you know, I'll let this subject go. But Lord knows, I'm probably one of the better trolls out there. I can pretty much get a rise out of anybody. because a lot of you guys out there, I can work you like a puppet, and you don't even know it. You think that we're just having an argument. And really, I'm just laughing, showing everybody the screenshots, because I can pretty much get a rise out of anybody. The only person I've never been able to really get a rise out of, that I've tried, is KJ. That's the only person I can't get a rise out of him. He's too damn good. So, but in real life, that's my game. We've talked about game personas, right? We're all different in the game. We all have an objective. In real life, man, I'd buy you dinner if you were hungry. You know, I'd, you know, help you out as much as I can. So I think that's another thing that people need to realize, is that people aren't the same. You know, some of these people in the game that I can't stand, I'd bet you, I'm willing to bet you, that if I met him in real life, that we'd probably be able to sit down and have dinner and a conversation, no issues. But this TC stuff has really gotten to everybody. Now, there are some issues with some of the people. It seems like maybe they're either having a personal issue, or they're having something else going on, because they're really irrational. Like this recent stuff with Key. It's pretty, pretty explosive. I don't know if anybody, you know.
Well, before we get there, I want to go back to the territory capture a little bit, and I want to kind of better understand. When was the decision made, and who made the decision to start the known and most territory captures? Because I know for a time there, and it's still kind of true today, that everybody has their own territory. And there aren't really many active battles anymore. But, Grazi or Handy, feel free to jump in. It's like, who was the one who started wanting to switch the territories? And then what was the reason for that?
Well, basically, we were trying to figure out.
It was 100% us.
Yeah, I mean,
Guy, you heard it here. Inko admits he's a dick. Not at all.
I just, you know, because I have to be a dick, and, you know, it was getting peaceful, so.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, we all, I mean, everybody in our alliance, we wanted all the particles, right? So we tried diplomatically, and I don't remember the exact wording, but basically I said, hey, guys, let's all come together. We started a chat, brought all the admirals in, and we're like, hey, let's just play nice.
Well, to be fair, not all the admirals were there, and that was part of the problem, and we couldn't get everybody on that page.
True, but basically, everybody that, what's the best way to put it? We had major players.
Yeah, large shareholders. Part of it was, you know, it's, oh, we don't want to be on your Discord. You know, somebody's got a spy bot. So we're trying to do all kinds of, you know, there's like three different conversations going on at some points. There were some private chats between a couple of us. So it was hard to try to get, you know, we could, it's not like, you know, we're different countries in a real world where we all get to sit in a boardroom and, you know, talk face to face with everybody.
So it's really difficult to get transparency, in other words, to get everybody to see everything.
Right. And you can't do it on such a large scale, like that every player who wanted to could join the Discord and comment on it, because then you have 5,000 pages of stuff to try to read. You know, it was like going back and listening to the Server 34 Discord, that old one. It was just too much.
Yeah.
So,
Talks broke down?
Well, it wasn't that they necessarily were, like, they didn't totally break down. It was just that they didn't go anywhere.
Nowhere.
You know, because, you know, when other alliances had an area where they had three particles, they had no desire to make a change. They had what they wanted, right? You know, and there was no real functional way for us to get to a position where, like, we could, for example, there was no real simple way for us to, like, oh, hey, you know, we'll switch this territory with Dark, you know, every couple of weeks or every month or something and make it simple. Like, there wasn't, again, by the geography of the map, it makes it so it would be the most convoluted thing on the planet to try to do. So, when
that was just one of the things that was proposed, is that we share with Dark.
Right. So in the end, our options were, well, we're not making any headway. And we literally talked for probably a couple months. And then we'd have little skirmishes and whatever, because it's kind of fun. Well, when we couldn't make any progress, you know, we had to come together and have a big discussion, you know, mainly with our officers. And what are we going to do? And it said, well, if negotiations can't work, then we got to do something by action and make it a war of attrition. So, like Grazi was saying,
matter of time.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's.
But like Grazi was saying, you guys had so many, because you have so many different alliances in the Federation, as apparently we now know the origins of it now. You know, you have so many battles, and if we're going in there and just killing anybody, I don't care if it's contested or not. You know, our whole strategy was, we're just going to make this a war of attrition.
And then Grazi, I know you guys came up with the strategy of just spamming the systems with tiny ships. How did that come about?
That was like my leadership group, as far as like the guys that, like Q and several of the others, DS and all them, they all worked out that strategy. And I mean, we had like what I call Q cards, because Q came up with them. But as far as like that end goes, we had, you know, it was all, I mean, down to the letter of far as like what we were going to do. It was really good stuff. I mean, as far as like strategy wise and what we were going to do, and as far as like fly patterns and all sorts of fun stuff. So, I mean, it was good stuff. I mean, like I said, to be fair, I mean, I have to give credit where credit's due. He made some great planning and strategy wise, as far as like what we did. The only thing was my concern was, and it always had been, is it's not sustainable. And I mean, we can keep on doing this, but I mean, you know, ultimately who's going to win in this battle? I mean, Scopely wins, because we're constantly beating each other up. And when we can, my goal was to try to get, you know, balance, not only for the major groups, but, you know, to get these other teams in that couldn't get in. And we started, you know, like rotating people in, but you're limited on spots on if you can rotate a player in that doesn't want to necessarily leave his team, so where that he can get, you know, a particle and such. And some of those ideas also came from the leadership group that we had. But I mean, ultimately my goal was talking to Handy and to Inch and several others, it was all about like getting what we wanted, to get balance on the thing where we didn't have to beat the hell out of each other.
And then, like, it also got to the point where it evolved that I I know that I'm the first person to like publicly do it and tell people to do it. And it got to the point where, you know, okay, they're going to spam with a bunch of small ships. Well, how do you prevent those small ships from even getting there? Well, I'm just going to sit on top of your base, and every time you try to warp out, I'm just going to hit your ships. So then right. We started doing that. That added a whole new dynamic to it. To where now, your ships are getting blown up before you can leave your base. Because you have that little four-second window between warps. Even if you're shielded, your ship pops out of the base, I can target it and attack it. And that added a whole new dynamic. And Lord knows, I pissed some people off.
Yeah, you made the news feed a few times.
Yep. But that, and you know, so in the grand scheme of things, I think the one thing that I do like about TC, or did, and you know, whatnot, is that despite the fact that it was rolled out in such a sloppy manner, despite the limitations of overloading the server and lag and things like that, the fun part was all these people, you know, we as human beings who are trying to make the game fun and trying to make the game something, you know, trying to make our own gains in the game, we're coming up with these interesting strategies. And how are we going to utilize with this system that is not a great system and maximize this? Are we going to use Sarcos? Are we going to use Botany Bays and Rialtas? Are we going to hit ships coming out of bases, you know, hit bases while they're attacking other people? I mean, there is a lot of interesting strategies that came out of this. That was the fun part.
And that was,
yeah.
And that was before they fixed the Rialta burn.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Where you can attack somebody.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you had a burning crew on a Rialta and you hit a 4-star ship, and you set it. And so Nero's burning ability happens at the end of the round. And so what happened was, if you let, if he propped before your ship died, then that 4-star ship would still be burning for the next time it would be attacked. So you get additional hull damage as you're being in more battles.
Yeah, it was just those strategies were very interesting. And like, you know, from my side of things, I was putting together the most jacked up crews because I'm trying, you know, we're trying to put together 6 PvP crews. Like, you know, most people, okay, I can make 3 and I can figure it out if you're actually trying to put a PvP crew together. But to try to put 6 of them together, I'm like, holy crap, I'm going through and like going, who was this knucklehead that I've, you know, had for the last year and a half? And what the hell does this person do? And,
Inko's got a barista from Starbucks manning the photon torpedoes.
Well, but, you know, the espresso's hot, so that's good.
Yeah, it was tough to crew the ships.
All right, and so how did it end? Because, you know, being part of Dark, we saw just so many battles and helped out so many times. And when did it finally end, and when did you finally start carving out your territories?
Well, they steamrolled us. I mean, they come in there and they kicked our ass. I mean, we had a couple times that we did, you know, like, what did we win by, like, 17 points or something like that on one battle.
Yep,
that we had.
I remember one of those for Abilak,
and,
I think.
Yeah. And then, like I said, I mean, you know, from my perspective, I'm looking at this and like how many people that we're involving and all the different groups in order for us to win and building it off of the backs of like all these other folks. And I'm like, you know, this ain't fair. And then when they beat us, like, basically Inch and Handy both like, and well, I got a whole bunch of other PMs. Hey, sorry, man, you know, but this is the way it had to be. And I'm like, you know, a small part of me was like glad that it happened because everybody was like sitting there going, nope, we've got to do this. We got to keep on going this route. And I'm like going
very stubborn.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, look, we can work this out where everybody gets what they want. All the teams that were, you know, for the terminology that we've been using on the Federation and Dominion, that we all could have what it is that we want, plus rotate some of these other guys in that hadn't had a shot. And I was like, that's where I wanted to get to from all the conversations that I had with Handy and Inch and all the other admirals that I talked to at that time. The only problem that I did was I didn't talk to enough people fast enough. And if I was here 24/7 to be able to, you know, get everybody involved, I probably could have pulled that off. But that's not how that went down. I mean, I talked to a few people, talked to my leadership, and then as far as like having them trying to, you know, go out and do the things that we were talking about doing, it just, it, you know, it caused a lot more hard feelings. Like, well, we weren't involved. We didn't make this call. And that's where a big part of where I went wrong as far as like trying to get everybody on the page. And I just couldn't do it.
It was very exhausting. I mean, I started noticing that even our guys, you know, there were some of them, they were just tapped out. They were like, you know, dude, I've gone through like, you know, 10,000 Latinum in 30 minutes. Like, I'm done. Like, I can no longer sustain this, because now it's getting to the point where I can't even play the normal PvE aspect of the game and do progression. Like, I have nothing left.
Yeah, it definitely sucked a lot of time out of the game, you know, for doing all that other, you know, your regular PvE grinding. I mean, you know, I'm trying to finish up, you know, triple locking, and, you know, which obviously you're going out to the random places and sending ships out, and then it's like, oh crap, I got to come back, and now I got to recrew this thing, and they still haven't come up with a way to save crew loadouts, which people have been begging for the last 2 years.
Begging, yes.
You know? Like, so I'm like, oh crap, where did this person go? And, you know, going over spreadsheets of what kind of jacked it, where's my barista? They got to arm the photon torpedoes, you know, like, exactly. What? You know, it takes you a while just to set that up. And then everybody started messing with one another half an hour early. And, you know, it's like, gee, mini Christmas. You know, it was painful.
Are you guys satisfied with the territories that you have now?
I'll be satisfied once everybody has enough particles that the big players can move off the map.
Mm-hmm.
So other people can actually, you know, experience that stuff, you know, and get the research that they want to get and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is kind of messed up, because, you know, I had talked to a couple other people and they kind of act like, well, I don't care about territory. And I'm like, well, then your whole alliance is going to suck.
Well, it's not that their whole alliance is going to suck. It's they're not going to get the research. And that's what Inch was just saying there, is like, as far as us pulling off map, what is TC for? I mean, yeah, you get some little buffs and such, but it's ultimately so we can get this research done.
You have to get that research.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, if you want to play competitively against each other, everybody needs to get the same research done. Otherwise you've got, you know, you've got alliances that even if they have a powerful ship, they'll never be able to compete with somebody that has all the research done.
No, you already see it. You see guys that have, you know, these 2.3 million augers, but, you know, back in the day, the way a Saladin would have been able to blow it up. But now the Saladin's blowing it up with half health. And it's a guy that's level 33, you know, because of this research. And so it is very essential for progression if you want to be in any realm of competitive.
All right, let's switch on over to some of the more interesting personalities in the game. And moving on from Most and Nona to Most and Dark, we have our good friend of the show, Grand Admiral Key, who is a very interesting personality on the server. And I don't know how or why this started, but my recollection is that he was hit by one of the guys in Dark for, like, OPL and ISO.
Watch, shout out to Wash Your Hands Solo.
Do what? What? I didn't hear what you said.
I said shout out to Wash Your Hands Show Solo.
There's a guy named Wash Your Han Solo in Dark, and he hit,
gotcha.
And he hit Key for, like, 100k OPL and ISO. And Key went and just raised everybody in territory, in Dark's territory. And then I don't know what happened right after that, because I was talking to Key while he hit my Botany Bay, and, you know, we're talking about him getting a Tribune and, you know, how much more he's got and whatnot. And then the next day I know we're all of a sudden Dark's at war with Most. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Well.
And I don't know if Grazi, you were part of that, but if you want to, you know, kind of illuminate what the leadership was going through at the time.
Well, at the time, that night, I was up grinding and like late hours of the night, and Key plays like at very odd hours. Like, when I say odd hours, when he can, I mean it's like late night kind of stuff. Wait, I was about done, and as far as like grinding and such, and I'd get a message from him and saying, hey, look, you know, this guy hit me, OPL, and my thing is when I read the message, I'm like, OPL's OPL, and he's like, and then he sent on several other things that is like, hey, look, you know, this ain't cool, like in TC and such, and he just wants to be left alone, and I get that. I mean, we all get that as far as like wanting to be left alone, but OPL's OPL unless we're, you know, mining and
negotiating. Careful, Grouty, you're starting to sound like Nona when you say that.
Well, I mean, that's a fact, but I mean, like I said, unless we're in negotiated areas, well, we've never talked about TC as far as like OPL. I mean, you know, everybody's, my group's going around hitting people OPL. Nona's doing it. Dark's doing it. Everybody's doing it. So anyway, so what had happened was, is he had, after he'd sent me that message, he said that he was going to, you know, get everybody's attention basically. And said that he's going to go hit Dark. And I said, and I messaged him back and I said, that certainly will get their attention. Well, I'm guessing he took that as me saying, hey, yeah, that's okay. I'm endorsing it. And so anyway, I said, if I wasn't so tired, I would like, I would message Raptor and talk to him about like what's going on. Will you do it? And so forth. Well, anyway, he went on and smoked a bunch of players and such. And that's part of how that started. He was now, where a lot of that comes from, and I'm not making excuses for it. I'm just saying that as far as like where a lot of that comes from, as far as his ship and other people that mine ISO fast can attest to it, that when you're mining ISO and your research is done on that stuff, you unload those pretty quick. So he wasn't paying attention, I'm sure, and was over. And then it made him mad that he didn't sort it out. One of the things with Key that I've oftentimes he and I talk about doing is like, as far as ultimately for the team, as far as like, hey, look, you don't want to reflect badly. And again, I know there's history there. I've talked to him about it. But the thing that I've tried to do with a lot of the players, and you all know I've brought in some more than character type folks for our server that play very, very badly. But as far as like how we play,
They play aggressively.
Well, some of aggressively is one thing, but going around dry hitting for nothing and just to cause issues, that's another, right? Yeah. So, I mean, and that's basically the thing. I understand somebody wanting to get a point across. I'm fine with that. But as far as one of the things that I've tried to do is get the players that are like basically off the rails to put them back on it, right? And as far as like to keep, and again, I think it keeps a flow for what it is that we're doing on the server. Now, can I control that at all? Not really, but I can influence a way that a player plays or try to sell them on the idea of, hey, this, there's no benefit to doing that, right? So that's kind of what I've tried to do with a lot of the different players, trying to balance the different things out. I'm not always successful. I can give you multiple examples where I wasn't.
I wanted to add in real quick. Sorry to interrupt, but basically when somebody does that to get attention, you're basically going to guarantee that every single person that Key hit is going to not want to listen to his point.
Right.
It's going to create the exact opposite of what he's trying to do. He's trying to bring attention to a situation that he thinks should be different. Mm-hmm. He's trying to decide for everybody else that ISO should be protected, is what it sounds right. like. And that's ridiculous. I mean, it's, you just can't. I mean, there's multiple people, multiple alliances that can't even mine 3-star ISO. And right. their only way to get any of it is to hit OPL.
Well, we saw that. We saw that. A perfect example we saw that is with Herb. You know, we saw Herb is going to, I'm going to let Nona know what's going on, and then everybody in Nona hates the guy. You know, it's the opposite effect.
Well, not only that, but he's spreading all this stuff, and now everybody thinks Nona is a bunch of a-holes when that's just not true. He's taking a couple conversations.
Situations, yes.
It's situations, and he's blanketing our entire alliance by saying everybody does this at Nona. They're all assholes, and I'm going to teach them all a lesson.
Yeah, it was really.
That's how it looks.
Well, thank God Handy is around, because I mean, you know, I was crying to myself with a glass of red wine like once a week, you know, thinking I was such a bad person. Handy was always good about, you know, cheering me up. It was good.
Yeah, you were getting a lot of grief. You were getting a lot of, but and here's the other thing. A lot of times, all right, and I've seen it with Handy, I've seen it with Inch, I've seen it with Key, I've seen it with Urban. Some of the things, and I've seen it with myself and other people that are on there, as far as like the intent of what is said in some of the text comes off so badly sometimes that people completely miss the point. And it's like, well, that son of a buck is like, he's like arrogant, he's this. And I'm like, you know, what he said is 100% accurate. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, basically, one of the times, Intro, you were saying in one of the messages, somebody said, and everybody's like, he's so arrogant to say that. And you tapped out of the conversation completely. But you said, you know, I'm grinding and I'm almost done grinding. And they took that, like, you were basically.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
That. And then it's like, but I'm like, no, what he said is 100% accurate, because he's out there grinding rep for these all three of the things that he wants to get, and he's almost done. So I mean, that's not an arrogant statement. That's just a matter of fact.
Yeah, I remember there were a lot. I definitely took a lot of flack for that, and I was surprised. I was like, what? But I mean, dude, like, this is a lot of work. Like, there's a lot that goes into that. Like, you have no idea how hard. I mean, again, obviously, everybody grinds. We all get that. But I mean, I've ground 2 trillion hostile damage. I mean, that's a lot of grinding.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and not only that, all three factions you've maxed out. I mean, that is the amount of time that takes. People have absolutely.
It's one hell of an accomplishment.
It is. I mean, people. I mean, do know that, but they haven't done it. So as far as like going through it and the grind that's there, I mean, like I say, I'm going through it now, and I'm like going, oh my God, this is never ending. So
a lot of those people haven't even done normal regular triple lock at 10 million.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, you see people that are level 41 grinding ships, and I'm like, why is there a level 45 fighter and it's going toward him? I'm like, why are you level 41 and you're not triple locked right now?
Yeah. But getting back to the point, though, I mean, that wasn't an arrogant statement. It's just how it came off. I mean, as far as like, and that's how, and it, to me, it didn't come off that way. But to a lot of other folks, it did. It's like, well, that's just so arrogant to say. It's like, no, talking from, like, if you take it in perspective, I mean, if you like measure that, that's where, you know, he didn't say anything that was out of line. That was like completely above board.
Well, when we're talking about Key, going back to Key, you know, I have Key's, you know, phone number. And outside of the game, I get along with the guy. I think, you know, he and I get along pretty well, and you know, we share a lot of the same common interests. But you know, Grazi, I mean, this guy's got a history of essentially, you know, no offense, Key, I'm sure you're going to listen to it. I like you, man. Love you, but you're throwing tantrums, man. That's exactly what this is. And
well,
you get OPL is OPL. Now it's different, of course, if you're in deep space and you got that expensive G4 miner, but I get hit OPL pretty much every day in ISO, and I mine ISO quite quickly.
Right.
Guess what? It's my fault. So if somebody catches me with my pants down, there is absolutely no justification for me to go and start demolishing their alliances. That's just wrong. And he has a history of this.
And I'm in complete agreement. And like I said, as far as like, you know, as far as like what we've done is basically I talked to Key and basically said, you know, we kind of went through parts and pieces of it. And we took some actions in internal. Did I kick him? No, I didn't. If that's what has to happen, do I want to do that? No, not really, because I've seen some of the results of when somebody goes and goes on a chef route. You know, I mean, and that's, like I said, where I'm trying to avoid going to a place and other people have heard me say, you know, I mean, Handy and I have talked about it before. It's like, Grazi, kick him. Like, you can't take that, you know, and I'm like, look, I'm trying to keep somebody in a realm of where we want to play. I don't, as far as like what is in my mind, what is most beneficial for all of us. I know that we have history. I know that there's things that happen with folks, but we also have folks that, yeah, of course we are talking history, but as far as like, I don't want it to go to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, because that's where we put players. Like, for instance, like, you know, with Trojan, I mean, like, you know, the guy, when he comes in now, I mean, it's like, I'm just going to go hit people because he can't be a part of the things. I know that's a different situation, but I'm saying,
if we're having... It makes perfect sense. Your point is extremely valid now that you, when you explain it that way, it's like, if you completely alienate someone, well, then they have absolutely no reason to play by our rules.
Right. Exactly. And that's where I'm getting at with the thing. And I would much rather rein a player in. And like I said, there's been some cases that it's been successful that, you know, between other folks talking to them, me talking to them and so forth, and getting a player back into the realm of how we play and keep a flow of things in the game. And then there's been sometimes, which I do like Urban as far as like some of the things, I've never been able to talk through any of those pieces with Urban ever. I mean, it just had never happened. I mean, he has an idea of things, and
he doesn't want to talk about it. And I'm pretty sure he's left the game, but Urban has never wanted to really talk about any other points of views. He wants to stick to his own point of view.
Well,
and he doesn't want anybody to change his mind.
And where I wanted to get to that part of that, Urban's fight was as far as like basically, again, I don't know how misguided, but as far as like where he was, is he was looking at, okay, he wanted a certain degree of respect from leadership and players. He wanted something a little bit above ROE, right?
Respect is not given, it is earned.
No, it's earned, exactly. And that's the point that a lot of us are getting around to is you know, when you have these like history of events with somebody coming up, you can't help but go, look, there's nothing I can do for you now. You've set a reputation. Now, while we are playing a war game, we're also playing a social game, right?
Yes.
So as
yes.
far as like in here, you've got to sit there and think about some of the actions of the things that you've done, how that's going to affect other folks that you're playing around with. Because if you're not socially acceptable, then things just aren't going to go well for you ever. I mean, it's just
right.
Tappy is one that I took a shot on, brought him in. He had a couple nights that, you know, he was on a short leash when it was like with us. And he's actually a good guy. The only thing is you have these moments where it's uncontrollable and you can't have that. And so, you know, I'm fine with the one-off as long as I can bring you back. If I can't bring you back, then I can't keep you on the team. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it does.
That being said, how long do you think this most dark war is going to last for?
I don't know. I would hope not too much longer, but I'm as far as like where things sit at the moment. I wasn't in game at all yesterday, and I haven't been on today yet. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on in game. I know that DS had talked to Raptor a little bit. I don't know where that went at the moment in Discord. When you take a day off, and I know all of y'all can attest to this, that when you come back in, you have so much reading that you've got to do, and catching up is a treat. So,
here, Grazi, let me put it like this real quick to you. All it takes to end a war is for you to just literally tell your entire alliance, hey, the war's done. Everybody back down. That's all you have to do. And everybody, because of their respect for you, will back down. I mean, you'll probably have to explain yourself, but
that
would be easy too. This war's pointless. It was started under not the best of reasons, and it's done. And then all you have to do is message Raptor and tell him, hey, man, we're done. And they'll stand down also.
Right.
It is that easy. I've done it.
Well,
heck, Handy did it to me for our last war. I logged on. I was like, oh, our war's over. Okay.
Exactly.
the point that I'm making is that where it's so easy is that people at Dark have a lot of them, and there, I mean, there are, I think, 10 or 11 people in particular that are really dead set on they're not going to stop. It doesn't matter what happens. They're willing to be kicked from Dark. They're not going to stop until Key leaves. And that's the issue. You can say, Grazi can go say, all right, war's over. Well, guess what?
Yeah, it still goes on their side, yeah.
That just means it's going to be like shooting fish in a barrel if they're not going to fight
Most people will back off. And if they don't, I mean, you just get them in a conversation and explain to them that, you know, you're just beating your head against the wall. I mean, nothing good's going to come of it.
Well, on that end, what's our end goal here?
Let me put it like this. If you back somebody into a corner and you tell them you have to do this, they're going to fight back just on principle. Like, how dare you tell me what to do? I'm the admiral. Like, let's say I'm Grazi. I'm the admiral of Most. And how dare you tell me what to do? Like, I'll deal with my guys and my alliance how I feel is the right way. I mean, pressuring somebody and backing them into a corner is a bad idea. You've got to have some compromise, some back and forth.
Well, my question is this. Is it – all right, so on that end, if like, let's just say if I can get Key to play in a different – yeah, sure, he is a one-off like or multiple one-offs out here or there over throughout the time that he's played the game. But how long has he not, like, done those things? How long has he not gone after – like Nona Dark or any of these other folks, maybe this situation. Now, how many times have we been poked because of something that he's did? As far as like my thing is that if your end game is to make the guy quit the game, do you think you're going to do that? You're make him quit my group or anybody else's group? Is that, that's your goal? I mean, is that,
well,
is
even,
that the ultimate
if
thing?
You got him kicked from, if you, if let's say that the Dark people were successful, let's just say that. They get Key
kicked
from
Most.
That
came off really bad, by the way, Andy. Just so you know.
very un-PC.
Well, let's just say that there's a couple people that really would like to see Key punished. And I agree. I myself would like to see Key punished for the wrong things he's done. I mean, but if you punish the guy in a certain way, then he has no reason to keep playing ball. I mean, like we just discussed earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, if he does leave Most, now he's got no reason to stop try hitting Dark.
Right. No, it makes sense. And I'm not going to lie, I was in the first camp there for a while, but hearing Grazi explain it, I mean, it does make sense. However, that being said, there are people, like even myself, I've been playing the game just to play it. To be honest, I've lost, not necessarily lost interest, but I'm not as interested as I was. I mean, there's times that my refines are kind of whack because I don't log in time, and sometimes I forget to do certain things, and da 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 da. And so you know, if you take somebody in my position, which my mind's kind of changed now, but if you take somebody in my position with that mindset, okay, I don't care. Because guess what? I'm not really worried that much about the game. And I think that's where a lot of the other people are coming from.
The thing is the inconsideration of other folks that do. Like I said, I'm not in the game near as much as I was. I mean, but at the same time, there are other people that are there all the time playing. And they have stake in the game. They get skin in the game on what they've done, what they've spent, time spent, money spent, all that kind of thing. And I do take those guys into consideration as far as, like, you know, the things. And that's one of the things, like, you know, when Key and I talked, you know, from a one-on-one level, if he wants to go out there, because, you know, he's a big player. So if he wants to go out there and do some craziness, it can happen. And he could be, you know, a force to be reckoned with. Is it going to affect every team on the server? Well, no. Is it going to affect certain people? I mean, even when Urban did what he did to Nona, there's a small dent that, if even a dent, a scratch that it's going to put on what it is that they're doing, right? And the same thing on Key's side, as far as like that end, and people talk about, oh, he's going to be so relentless and all this kind of stuff. You're not going to change the dynamic of what another team's going to do. It's like saying, hey, I'm going to make Intuit quit playing the game. good luck. I mean, it's not gonna happen. So as far as getting a player to look at it and go, hey, look, you know, I want to play along the same lines as what you guys are playing because I want to be part of a team. You get way more out of it than you do go playing by yourself. I cannot imagine what it would be like. I mean, and God bless him, but I don't know what it would be like to be a chef that running around and doing the shit that he's doing. Excuse me for saying that shit. But anyway, that would be the most boring gameplay I could possibly think to play. Versus having a team and people getting to know folks and stuff. Same thing with you guys that we're talking about here, getting to know you guys over time. And like I said, you know, I've told it to other folks that ultimately, I don't know when it's going to happen, and it might not ever happen, but someday we're going to have a server merger and the guys and gals that we play with right now are going to end up going forward and the relationships that we have are going to merge with another server, maybe at some point. And our relationships now and what it is that we can work out will go much further than if we don't. And so where that we can have some degree of like where we can all work things out together and get what we want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, soon, if we ever get a server merger, we want Key on our side because then Key would go around dry hitting the other server.
Exactly.
Well, and it's interesting because you have to, you know, remember that every server is its own little microcosm, right?
Yep.
The way that we play on our server is vastly different than some other servers play. There are plenty of Mad Max servers where mm-hmm. you're going to get hit no matter what. They don't care if it's OPL, if it's dry, if you're green, blue, whatever. I mean, it's just go to town, and that's the server's way of playing.
You know, they carve out a TC of their own, right? So, I mean, basically they set off a part of Fed space, Federation, or, you know, stuff that they're setting up where people come in and try to mine gas or something like that. They wipe them all out. I mean, they set it up for their own group and team, the way that I understand it. But I've never been on another server. I don't know if you guys have, but I don't know what it's like. I've just heard stories.
There's actually a lot more servers that are more mining related, and PvP is a lot more restricted than what we have on our server.
And I think for growth, what we've done has been pretty successful. Is it not? I mean, I have no way to gauge that. But
well, I've heard that our server is called the Whale Server. So if you measure it by that, then yes, obviously we've been very successful on progression compared to other servers.
We have a lot of people that aren't even, they're not even really pay to play that have got some pretty good stuff going on, pretty high level, pretty decent ships, and it really is just because of the teams that they're in.
All right, I mean, you've got some level 39, level 40 players that are essentially free to play.
Right, with the exception of the Battle Pass, perhaps.
But still, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, especially given the fact that, you know, I had to pay to get there. So,
right.
But anyway, Tech, do you have anything else that you wanted to cover?
I wanted to throw one thing out there that was on our topic list to talk about. And we didn't cover it really in depth, but I want Enchoit to like talk through the piece there that, unless he wants to be chef, I mean, but he's not.
No, I'm chef. I'm chef.
I mean, you know, I've sent a bunch of, you know, admirals, you know, all my string of messages with chef, anything from either in game. I don't even think I have him on Discord. But no, I'm not that person, and it would be really hard to play my account and that one and however many other accounts I supposedly have. I do have other stuff to do in life. But I mean, like, comments like that are just silly. You know, I think that, and obviously people are just going to have a little bit, like Kirk said, a little bit of the tinfoil hat stuff,
right?
You know, that's going to happen kind of regardless. You know, the one thing that I would say as a server as a whole that I would really like to try to see is just a little bit more overall maturity. You know, going out and, you know, like, for example, when Christmas came around and everybody changed their name to something Christmassy, and now people are like taking their name and putting it on a low-level alt. Like, really? Like, if that makes you feel good inside, I mean, man, you need a hug. You don't need a game. Yeah. Stuff like that, I think, you know, if it would be nice if we could tone things down a little bit, that not just make it overtly childish. You know, I think that would be a huge step in the game, at least for our server.
I agree. Now how we do that, I don't know.
Well, I mean, people just need to encourage each other. Like when they see somebody acting like a complete child, don't just laugh at it. If you actually feel that that's wrong, then let them know. That's all you have to do is share your thoughts with people. Don't just laugh it off and say it's not my problem.
Well, you're going to get those idiots that's just what they are, right? And the thing is, in the back of their mind, they know that they're full of shit, but they're subconsciously trying to search for a reason for their misplaced anger. You know, maybe their mama didn't love them enough, or maybe their dad wasn't around, or whatever the case may be. They have some sort of psychological issue that... and it's not a jab. I'm being very serious. You know, some sort of deep-seated psychological issue that causes them to react in this way. And honestly, unless they get it addressed, you're not going to stop it. So I think the best course would be to ignore it, for people to ignore those people. What happens to when you ignore a troll? Well, they don't get a rise out of you, so they leave you alone.
Right. Well, and that's one of the things I've tried to get, you know, people to buy into within, you know, our group. Is that, you know, like on the chef piece, it's like, look, don't give him the attention that he's going for. I mean, that's basically, you know, if you do that, and it's like, no, the only way to deal with him is by force. Yeah, I get that. We could go do that. And a lot of times, you know, maybe it's effective. But for the most part, he's basically feeding off of the energy you're giving him, right? So, and I, you know, that's the thing on chefs. Chef has always played the way that he plays. He's never deviated from it, no matter how many times anybody's talked to him about trying to play a different way, play on a team. He's always played that way. Now, when we get people that go off on a tangent and do that stuff, like, you know, that goes back, you know, long ago when we were trying to do something with folks that were dropping tags and going and dry hitting, and that's maybe a topic for a complete another podcast of how we deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It is definitely a topic for the next conversation.
Yeah. On a side note, I do remember at some point several months ago, we actually did have a discussion with Chef about actually trying to bring him into Nona and place basically doing what Grazi has done with other players. And he was very honest, said, yeah, I could play nice for a couple of days. I was like,
yeah. I flat out asked him, I said, hey, man, if we were to bring you in to Nona as a member, could you follow our rules and follow Ro? And he just flat out told me no.
He's honest.
And I respect that. Chef has his game. He's
very honest.
He wants to play it. And another thing, for anybody to expect us to fight against Chef just because everybody else is, like, I've been approached by somebody from MCRN and they seem to think that Nona should make Chef KOS, and I'm sorry guys, but that's just ridiculous. I'm sorry that we're friends with them. We've all been nice to Chef. We're friends with Chef. Like, I like Chef as a person. I don't agree with the way he plays, but that's just not, you know, there's nothing I can do about that.
Well, of course,
even if every single alliance were to make Chef KOS, Chef is going to continue playing his game.
It wouldn't make a hill of beans a difference.
It would not make a difference at
all.
But
the argument,
he's going to play his game the same.
The argument that other folks would have is that's endorsing what he's doing,
and that's ridiculous.
And what's the deal is that it's like, well, you're all aren't doing anything with Chef because he's not jacking with y'all. And look, that's your all's thing to deal with as far as that end goes. But as far as like, if we're going to, as a server, say that, hey, look, this is the kind of the play that we're going to do. And again, maybe this is another conversation, but it's, we've got to, if we're going to influence change, we've all got to be united on the things that we're doing. If just because he's not hitting you guys, he's hitting a bunch of other folks. And that's one of the reasons that, like with server 34, that any basically, and I don't want to be a server police, by no flipping means do I want to do that.
We actually tried to come together, and we tried to create kind of a council, a collective server police, and it got turned down, and we got told that we were trying to control everything. So here's the answer to the people that think we should fight against Chef. We have tried to come together and make everybody play ball, and people don't want us to. So there's your answer. We're not going to get involved.
It gets into the whole conspiracy end of you all are trying to dictate what's going on the server. And again, like I said, as far as like, you know,
we're definitely not. And that's the reason we're not going to do anything about Chef.
Well, it's the same thing as did the server do anything when it was Herb? Did the server do anything when TE was there? And, you know, okay, we were the only ones they were dry hitting, but it was a quote unquote war because it was five or six people in an alliance. And
that's
nobody
the thing
else
that
did
people
anything.
Don't exactly. That's the thing that people don't get. It's a two way damn street. If you're going to talk that line, then you're going to have to do something with it. And, exactly. And that's the thing, you know, everybody, if we're going to go that way and we're going to work together, then we've got to figure out how we can get to that part. And the logistics of all that, I don't know how all that comes about, but it's been attempted multiple times. But what I wanted to get clear is on this call is that, you know, it's not a conspiracy that you guys are against the entire freaking server. Everything's going to go this way. I don't know where all that, well, we've talked about some of it, where it comes from, but it's not at all the case in any of my dealings with what's going on.
It's just a bad case of telephone. That's all it is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just miscommunication. What are you going to do?
Well, I think we've successfully covered all of our topics. If anybody else has anything else to add?
Not at the moment.
All right, good talk.
Thanks, gentlemen, for taking the time to talk to us today. We'll see you guys next week for another roundtable of the Admirals.
Yes,
sounds good.
Perfect. And I want to graciously thank my co-host Strange Kirk for helping lead the discussion. Strange Kirk, take a bow.
Air quotes bow.
There we go. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Trek Talk with Tech and Kirk. I'm Techman 16.
And I gotta poop.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Have a good one, guys.